بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا موسى إني اصطفيتك على الناس برسالاتي وبكلامي فخذ ما آتيتك وكن من الشاكرين.
Allah told Moses, O Moses, I have chosen you and preferred you over other people through the message which I have sent you with, and by my speaking to you directly. Take then the great honor which I have given you, and be among those who are thankful to Allah for such a great gift.
وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين.
Allah wrote for Moses in the tablets everything that the Israelites would need for their spiritual and worldly affairs, instruction for those who would be instructed, and an explanation of laws that needed explanation. He told Moses to take hold of them firmly and with determination, and to instruct his people, the Israelites, to take hold of the most excellent instructions that they contained, with the promise of the greatest reward for doing what they were instructed in the most perfect way, and to do so with patience and forgiveness. Allah told Moses that he would show them the destiny of those who went against his commands and who disobeyed him, and the ruin and loss that they would receive as a result.
سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق وإن يروا كل آية لا يؤمنوا بها وإن يروا سبيل الرشد لا يتخذوه سبيلا وإن يروا سبيل الغي يتخذوه سبيلا ذلك بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين.
Those who are unjustly proud towards the servants of Allah and the truth will be turned away by Allah from thinking about His signs on the horizons and within themselves and from understanding His verses even if they see every sign. They will not believe in them because of their rejection of these signs and their turning away from them, and for opposing Allah and His Messenger. If they see the path of truth, which leads to the pleasure of Allah, they do not follow it and do not like it. And if they see the way of misguidance and error leading to Allah's displeasure, they follow it. This only happens to them because they rejected the great signs and verses of Allah, proving the truth of what the messengers came with, and did not pay any attention to them.
وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ هَلْ يُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Those who rejected the signs of Allah proving the truth of the messengers and denied that they would meet with Allah on the Day of Judgment, their good actions will come to nothing because they were not based on faith, and they will be repaid for their disbelief in Allah and for associating partners with Allah, the repayment for which is living eternally in the fire of hell.
وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا اتخذوه وكانوا ظالمين.
After Moses had gone to meet with his Lord, his people took to worshipping a statue of a calf made from their ornaments, not possessing any soul, but which made a sound. Did they not know that this calf could not speak to them or guide them to any good way, material or spiritual, and that it could not bring anything of benefit to them or remove anything harmful from them? But they took to worshipping it and wronged themselves by doing so.
ولما سقط في أيديهم ورأوا أنهم قد ضلوا قالوا لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين.
When they regretted their actions and did not know how to make up for their wrongdoing, realizing that they had gone astray from the straight path by worshipping the calf besides to Allah, they said, "If our Lord does not have mercy on us by enabling us to do as He instructed, and if He does not forgive us for having worshipped the calf, then we would certainly be among the losers in the life of this world and in the afterlife." Beneficial points. From being grateful is that the servant should show the grace and blessings of Allah upon him, and thankfulness will cause an increase in blessings. The servant should always strive to reach excellence as regards to his speech and actions. It is necessary to accept the sacred law with determination and seriousness, and to resolve to follow and carry out what is transmitted in it, in terms of righteousness, and putting things right and preventing corruption and perversion. A nation will be reserved and strong as long as it holds fast to its sacred way of life. Otherwise, it will fall apart and lose its strength. You reap what you sow, so whoever has faith and does good deeds, for them is paradise, and whoever disbelieves and does bad deeds, for them is the fire. If the servant makes a mistake or falls short with regards to his Lord's rights, he must acknowledge the enormity of the crime he committed, and that there is no refuge from Allah's chastisement except through him.
وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِي أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَلْقَى الْأَلْوَاحَ وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ ابْنَ أُمَّ إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضْعَفُونِي وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَاءَ وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Moses returned to his people from his meeting with his Lord full of anger and sadness upon finding them worshipping the calf. He said, "What an evil condition you have fallen into after me, O people, which leads only to ruin and misery. Were you tired of waiting for the appointed time of your Lord assigned for me, the 40 nights? So you started to worship the calf." Moses threw the tablets down because of his extreme anger and sadness, and took his brother Aaron by the head and beard and dragged him, because he had been with them and had not been able to stop them from worshipping the calf. Aaron said to his brother Moses, "O son of my mother, indeed the people considered me to be weak, not respecting me, and they had almost killed me. So do not punish me in the way that would make my enemies rejoice, and do not include me out of your anger among the people who had done wrong by worshipping other than Allah."
قال رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين.
Moses said, supplicating to his Lord, O Lord, forgive me and my brother Aaron, and enter us into your mercy, surrounding us with it. For you are to us the most merciful of those who have mercy.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ سَيَنَالُهُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَذِلَّةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُفْتَرِينَ
Without doubt, those who worshipped the calf will receive their Lord's anger and will have humiliation in this life, for displeasing their Lord and not acting according to His command. That is how Allah rewards those who invent lies about Allah.
وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهَا وَآمَنُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Those who do wrong by associating others with Allah and committing sins, and then repent out of sincere faith, repenting from polytheism to having faith in Him alone, and repenting from disobedience to doing good actions, giving up all kinds of sins while seeking His forgiveness, Allah will be forgiving and merciful to them, erasing and overlooking what they have done.
الغضب أخذ الألواح وفي نسختها هدى ورحمة للذين هم لربهم يرهبون
When the anger of Moses, peace be upon him, had subsided and he calmed down, he picked up the tablets which he had thrown down in anger. These tablets contained guidance and an explanation of the truth. A mercy for those who stand in fear of their Lord and are mindful of His consequences.
واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين
Moses chose 70 of the best men among his people to ask for forgiveness for what the foolish among them had done in worshipping the calf. Allah appointed the time and place for them, though when they reached there they became bold and asked Moses to let them see Allah with their eyes. So an earthquake seized them, and they were struck down and killed by the strength of it. So Moses begged his Lord, saying, O Lord, if you had willed to destroy them and myself before they had come to you, you could have done so. Would you destroy us because of what the foolish amongst us have done? What my people have done in worshipping the calf was only a trial and test by which you led astray whom you willed and guided whom you willed. You are our protector, so forgive us our sins and have mercy on us. For you are the best of those who forgive and overlook. Beneficial points. A Muslim should become angry for the sake of Allah and not for himself, disturbed when he sees Allah's commands being violated. In the verses is proved that a mistake in making an independent judgment in spite of the clarity of the evidence is not forgiven for the person who makes it when passing judgment on him. And the jurists would call this type of independent judgment a far-fetched interpretation. It is from the etiquette of making a prayer to begin with oneself. Since Moses, peace be upon him, began his prayer by asking for forgiveness for himself, out of respect towards Allah concerning the anger he demonstrated. Then he asked for forgiveness for his brother for any negligence or carelessness he had shown in preventing people from worshipping the calf. All lying is evil, and the dignity of whoever does it falls in front of people. In the verses is the awakening of the desire for wrongdoers to turn to Allah, asking for forgiveness, and the prohibition of despairing of the mercy of Allah, even if their sins are great. It is necessary to avoid Allah's anger and to fear His might. Consider the position of Moses, peace be upon him, with his Lord, and then consider his fear of his Lord's anger.